Hey guys, welcome to the Budcast. Today's a very special episode because we actually have a guest today, Old Painless.
Howdy.
He's going to do his very first dab. So we're going to kind of walk through the process of if someone wants to do a dab and has never done one before, how to kind of do it. And we're also going to rate some wax that we got. We're going to start with the Maui Wowie, the BHO, butane hash oil. It is a total of 78.52%. I don't remember who I bought this from. I think it was Emerald. But it was $12 for the gram. So we'll try that out. It's got a nice florally, citrusy smell.
What would you say the smell kind of smells like?
Definitely floral.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
You want to smell it?
No, thank you.
Are you sure?
I smelled it yesterday.
Okay. What would you say it smelled like? You didn't really like it, though.
No.
It was too pungent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Old Painless. We're starting with a little tiny smidge. There?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I grabbed... How big would you say that is?
Half a match head.
Oh.
Half a match head. Worth. Very small. Good starter. It'll be decent. We are going to do a low temp dab for this one. And I'm going to go heat it up real quick. So low temp dabbing should be done anywhere from 350 to 450 degrees. If you have a tiny quartz banger, easiest thing to do is keep the bottom for 10 seconds, keep the side for 5 seconds, and then take your hit.
And that's for our low temp?
Yeah. I use a cleaner to wash the inside of my bucket so I don't have to reheat it hot. Clean it every time.
A lot more labor intensive than smoking flour.
Yeah.
How long would you say you've been using marijuana?
About 34 years. Daily for about 30.
Okay. So, go ahead and grab that.
Carb on here?
Nope.
And then, which end is it?
It's right here, okay. on the needle end. And then just put it on the side well. Let it melt. Yep, there you go. Kind of give you a twist it a little bit. I'd say that's good. Take a breath if you need to take a breath. So just real small, you know, nice low temp. It's going to be little vapors, and it's going to be a slower burn. So that was a good one. Slower burn, so it's not going to be so much all at once. I think that's how come hot dabs, because you're literally burning everything all at once. For a low temp, it's just going to burn the bottom layer, so it's going to slowly burn
that. Tastes
that.
Good.
Like you like the taste?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's done.
We'll sit on that for a little bit.
Yeah. So how was it, first off?
I like that.
It's not bad. No. It's more flavor.
Yeah, yeah.
It's way more
way
flavor.
More flavor.
I think part of that's because you're actually burning the flower. So you're you're breathing in burnt plant part, where this is just, you know, the trichomes, basically, on the flower.
Yeah, how much is a container like?
That was $12.
$12.
$12. This one was $14. Sometimes you can get them, like, there were some for $7, but they were like 50%. Then you have some that are like $10, and then you can have up to 92, like this one. That was $10.
Okay.
That was 92%.
I can see that that would last quite a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if you bounce like back and forth between this and flour.
Yeah.
So if you're...
I like that. Actually, I think you just went and spent some of my money. So now I'm going to have to go buy all the stuff.
I will... Let's see, I think it's called the... Banger Bubble? Something? It's just like a pen. It's just a battery pack. And you hook it up to basically an e-coil or a titanium nail head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a little, just a little bubbler. So you heat that, and it heats up, you know, just that. You drop your wax on top, put your carb cap on top of that, take your quick hit, let go of the button, and it's done. Set it aside. So that would be good for you, I think, because you wouldn't be heavy dabbing.
Well,
eventually.
Who knows?
Yeah. the best rigs for dabbing are recyclers.
Well, I'll just take you with me.
Yeah.
What do I get? Spend my money.
Right. If you don't know what a recycler is, it has two chambers, like a double percolator. You have two tubes, and you also have a tube from the top percolator that goes back down to the bottom. So water will actually go up, spin in the top one, and suck itself back down, and it recycles the water and air at the time. It kind of helps for a cooler hit, kind of like the ice catcher, mm-hmm. basically. I have just a double percolator with an ice catcher. And it works great. You want to take a hit?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to reheat the...
Yeah, I can do my own if you want.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a nice high.
Oh, is it?
And it's
you?
Just coming on.
Yeah.
So.
It's pretty, you know, within five minutes it should be there, and that should be its strongest.
Yeah.
You know, it's not gonna creep anymore. Once you're high, you're good. How big of a dab are you taking?
Roughly the same, maybe a little bit bigger.
Okay. You want a hot one? Low?
Not
medium?
Too low?
Okay, I'll make
but
it
not
great. I think in our last episode, we were talking about our new quartz banger that we got. It's a thermogenic quartz banger. It's filled with a sand-like glass in the bottom that's colored, and it starts out like a nice bright yellow, almost like neon yellow. And then as you heat it, it goes to a darker yellow, to like an orange, to a red, and then to a white if you get it that hot. But that's kind of how you can judge where you want to take your dab. I go for a nice kind of a reddish-orange color for mine.
It's the first time I've really actually seen this done, too. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's once you put that carb cap on, just... Just
yeah.
fills the whole thing. Yeah, the Thai pen, I find it even has more flavor.
Yeah.
Because it's...
That one's really hot, though.
Yeah, it's a very hot dab. It,
easy to harsh you out.
Yeah, it'll just scorch your throat.
Yeah, we've all done that.
All right, my turn?
Yep.
How'd you like the flavor? The taste
is definitely very flavorful.
All right, one more heat up.
I would say it tastes better than it smells.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
We should get a coil.
That makes it easier.
So they say vaporizing is the best way to get high?
Yeah.
So,
well, it makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
Burning all the bad stuff, like I have been for 34 years. You just imagine what the inside of my lungs look like. But it's worth it. Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to have to go... Yeah, I like that.
We did an episode where we did golden pineapple flour and golden pineapple sugar wax from Fat Panda.
The sugar Sticky wax Frog. Is the best, too.
Yeah.
I love the sugar wax.
Although, I like that shatter.
Yeah.
That's a neat...
Talent. But the sugar wax
Average.
Is just so easy.
Average,
yeah. Sometimes I'll do a scoop of this, scoop of that, scoop of this, scoop of that.
Roll it in something.
Else. Roll it in something.
Average is a gift.
Oh, wow. Cool.
About a minute of shaking my Keef box is all.
Keef got Keef. Yeah. I think. It's definitely got a good flavor. Yeah, I like that.
Now, where are you getting all the pieces, what do you call the...
The banger?
The banger. Where are you get that?
I got this at Main Street. It was $18.
Oh.
It's 14 millimeter. They have, on some dab rigs, you'll actually have the male stem rather than the female.
Mm.
So you gotta make sure you get the female cap. And then, yeah, they actually have disc card caps at Main Street too. That would work. For that banger, that one that
oh,
I was showing you,
yeah.
That's $8.
Okay.
And then you just, yeah, you just, it's like, it looks like a top, just to
okay.
flatten this one down. And it's got a little finer point, so, because
okay.
this doesn't work on this too well. I mean, if we
yeah.
got it to work.
We made it work.
Yeah, we would just go like this.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rather than going in. But I like this just because you just quickly heat it and it burns everything
yeah.
inside, so you don't really have to.
Although with
it
that
too much.
Little one, if you pull too hard, it'll suck the wax down.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh.
You get this.
That
yeah.
run off.
Whereas that one's deeper.
Yeah, and the hole is a little bit smaller, so it kind of regulates how much you can actually intake.
Okay.
So
holes up on the side there?
Yeah, up top. So
okay.
I'll
yes.
use this. So it's
yeah.
right
yeah.
here. And then it runs down.
Now can you run that into any type of bomb?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. I mean, we had it in this one. And then
okay.
I moved it to this one just because,
yeah,
you know.
Much easier.
But then you can see.
That's a nice one, too.
You know. That. And then. You got that.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I just took this out, so it's you know, if you got the 45 compared, you know, to the straight down, so I think some of yours, you would just get this,
yeah.
put it at the bottom, and you'd be able to take your dab like that. But yeah, they do, especially with a big dab, it will bubble down.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I'm glad that we did it. And then cleaning, you know, just keep it clean.
Yeah.
I just have, you're supposed to have, I think, 99, but this works. And then if you can't, like, whatever grime that you can't have, you just burn it off.
Yeah.
Just heat this thing real hot and just, you know, yeah. Nice slow uprise. And it'll slowly burn everything away.
Now you can use the bong cleaner too, right?
Yeah, you can use, like, just the bong cleaner. Supposedly, if you do alcohol and salt, that's like a bong cleaner for glass. I'm not sure about acrylic and silicone and stuff, but...
Well, if I'm gonna get into it, I'll probably buy a glass one.
Yeah.
And I hated glass because I always broke them.
Yeah, so that's... So what would you give it a rating? $12. For $12.
I'd give it an 8.
An 8?
Well, since that's the first time I've ever did it.
So, I'll give you a quick insight. Before. Yeah. 1 gram of wax is about 1/4 ounce of flour. So put that in perspective, $12.
Yeah. Well, since I'm going to go spend money tomorrow on this stuff, I got to give it a pretty good rating. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Whether it's just that...
Mm-hmm.
That type.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I kind of like that high better than...
They all are about... What would you say?
Most of the flowers I've smoked.
I mean, some highs are definitely different, but...
Yeah.
Waxes have always been more of a high than flower for me.
But how have the highs been? Like, what kind of highs? I mean, let's say just sativas. Get rid of all the indicas that we've done. Because we just started doing indicas.
Yeah.
And so
they've all been jittery.
Yeah. Always kind of
around.
Always kind of shaky.
Sativas,
start,
yeah.
Yeah.
Going around cleaning the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good for, you know, if you want, if you need to get some stuff done.
Yeah,
if you want to become one with the couch, break out the indica.
Yes. You do become one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Digging in the garbage.
Forbidden Farms is the grower of this Maui Wowie butane hash oil. They're from Washington, so that's cool. 1 gram. Yeah, I'd give it an 8. I would buy it again. We've done Maui Wowie shake before. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that was good for the shake.
I don't remember that.
I know it was 1/4 ounce for like $25, though, so it was quite a bit. I know we blew through it. It's a good high, too. How are you feel? I mean, I did that earlier. I dabbed that earlier. Yeah, it's a good high.
Yeah.
I am jittery. I'm like shaky.
I'm not too jittery. I mean, I just did a small one, but...
Could be the rock star that I had before this, though.
Well,
I'm sitting here and rolling up my sleeves. Yeah, that's cool.
Yes.
It's a good high. I'm going to give it an 8 on the high, too. So I'm just going to give it an 8.
I'm going to give it a 7.
7? How are you liking the high? You...
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Jesus. I'm a changed man, I think.
It's
really
not
impressive.
It's not too bad. It's not scary. Especially if you start spending... I mean, if you go fucking whole gram, you're stupid.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you're stupid at that point.
You're just going to fall asleep.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good.
But yeah, it's definitely like just smoking just keef.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's... Because even smoking flower or sativa, you still kind of... You can be lazy if...
Yeah.
If you work at it.
Yeah.
But...
So, I wanted to add a segment called Weed Stories or Pot for Thought. Pot for thought. Basically, you know, it's like everyone has the same kind of reactions when they're high. You know, where your breathing switches from automatic to manual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone has experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of things like that, you know, so we're on. We're sharing all of our funny moments, especially with 34 years
Oh, yeah. me this now.
Let's see here. You got a question?
No, I'm just trying to think of things that we had in common. There's a lot of things where you start describing how you were feeling or what you were thinking about, and it's like, that happened to me.
You have the same thought patterns. Like, you can describe things roughly the same way when you're high, especially.
I remember the very first time I got stoned.
Oh.
Friends of mine had been... We were 16, I think. 17, maybe. A couple friends of mine in the neighborhood were always... You know, they'd been smoking for a little while, and was over at my buddy's house, and they'd been pestering me for a while, and he went in and took a shower, and I knew where he kept his stuff, and I was like, you know what, first time I do this, I'm doing it just me.
Yeah.
And he didn't say nothing, so I went in and snaked his stash and loaded a bowl and took a couple hits and put it all back and went and sat out in his living room. And I remember he came out of the shower, and he knew instantly. He probably smelled it, but I'm sitting there, and he's like, "Man, are you feeling tingly?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh man, that's not good." So my first high was not very enjoyable, but it didn't stop me from continuing.
Yeah,
but I always remember that. It's funny. And then after that, the floodgates were open.
Yeah. I always kind of feel like the first high is always not...
I had a hard time breathing.
Yeah. It's not necessarily...
My chest was being squished, and I'm just like,
diving in head first, and you don't know what's coming.
Exactly.
Kind of like, you know, doing this the first time.
Yeah.
But...
it's an experience. But once you dig into it, you feel the... calming, especially, you know, the CBD. I gave you that CBD that one day.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know it's not going to kill you.
Yeah, once you know you won't die, you're not going to die. Whatever
take
it feels
it every
like.
Day now.
That CBD?
I got CBD.
No, nice.
Pills.
I've been.
Take one every morning.
I want to get the crystal distillate or whatever. You know, on Bon Appetit when they had the. This is the crystals?
I don't.
And he would just be like, oh, here's like 5,000 milligrams of CBD. You know, he's like, it's not going to do anything. It's just going to make us feel great.
Yeah.
You know? But it
I
was
want
just...
their pantry.
Yeah. Yeah. Although it did get smaller.
It did.
Yeah.
It was sad.
Like, here's our cupboard.
Yeah. It used to be a walk-in.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that I feel like there were certain growers that would sponsor the show and supply all the weed, because you would be like, oh, this is from blah blah blah, and then next episode it would be a bigger pantry, and it's like, oh, it's from blah blah blah, and the next episode it's like all just eights,
yeah,
you know, and this is from the elite blah blah blah, you know, expensive crap, but yeah, it's a funny show. Yeah, I don't really remember my first time. I remember I sat on the couch and that was it.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing it by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been fine if he hadn't
fucking freaked you
out. Of the shower and started messing with me, but that's what friends do, right?
Yeah.
When you're 15, 16.
All right, you can, I opened up a Twitter account. I don't know why. It's useless. I'm gonna get rid of it. But yeah, follow me on Instagram at the official budcast. You can email us at askthisbudcast@gmail.com. On the Instagram page, I do like to take pictures of everything that we talk about. So if you are listening to this, do follow the Instagram page, and you can reference that to what I'm actually talking about. If I can't explain it right, you know, I like the bong. I'm talking about this wax made bong. They won't carry us with them smoking on. I'm curious. But yeah, with that, catch us next time.